So what was your New Year's resolution? Was it to learn something new or improve on a skill you sort of have? If that's you, then you'll certainly connect with the people you'll see later tonight on the Food Network, especially if that sort of skill is cooking. Here to review the new season of the Food Network's Worst Cooks in America is the show co-host, along with Tyler Florence and Burrell. How are you, Tan?
I am great. Happy New Year.
FoodNetwork.com and Burrell.com, the two relevant websites. Now, I know you guys have been around, and congratulations on being the most watched show on the Food Network, but there might be some unfortunate few who have not experienced the Worst Cooks in America experience. So give us a little clue of what the show is setting out to do this season.
Well, we have another go-round with our cast of what I'd like to call our lovable losers. and their trials and tribulations in the kitchen as we take them from the worst cooks of America into a much better cook in America. It's always fun. We have lots of games. We have lots of silliness, lots of troubles, but also lots of successes.
Yeah, the trouble part, putting bad cooks around open flame doesn't sound like a good idea to me usually.
I know. I keep asking the Food Network if I could get hazard pay, and they keep saying no.
No, they just have to have the fire extinguishers there and the safety quotas taken care of, so they're free from any troubles. So basically,
yes,
we're talking about the type of people who still leave the giblet bag in the turkey before they put the turkey in the oven. That's kind of what the talent we're talking about here.
I mean, if that was their only infraction, I would be doing great. We have people that have a hard time, like, boiling water.
Okay. Which,
yeah, it really is, and it's so funny. It's, the number one question that people ask me, like, are they really that bad? And I say, unfortunately, yes. We don't even have to, we don't have to fake any of that.
But on the flip side, because you're a professionally trained, well-experienced chef, when someone, a rank amateur, comes in and they're not thinking in traditional ways, do you ever see something from a contestant and say, you know, that's a pretty damn good idea?
Yes, I do, actually, because I feel like there is always somewhere to learn something. And every once in a while I'm like, huh, because they just do things that, like, I would never think to do what they do to food. And every once in a while, somebody does something that's kind of right, and then I see, oh, well, that doesn't really work out, so that's why we don't do it. I mean, a couple of seasons ago, we had a woman that tried to make a grilled cheese in a toaster. Not a toaster oven, a toaster, by tipping the toaster on its side and putting the bread and the cheese on the toaster, but then she forgot that when the toaster pops up, it shot the grilled cheese across the toasted cheese across the kitchen. Which I was like, oh yeah, that's why we don't do that.
Unless you have a team member with the ketchup man on the other side of the kitchen, then you might have something,
right?
There.
Exactly. It was like she would have her kids standing across the kitchen with their plates, hoping it lands there.
Done with Ann Burrell, who is the co-host of Tyler Florence, of Worst Cooks in America. It's back on the air Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on the Food Network, foodnetwork.com. You'll learn more. Ann Burrell.com is Ann's website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Speaking of Tyler Florence, I think he's one of two of the last members standing from the original Food Network generation.
He might be. I mean,
yeah, I think
Bobby Flay's up there.
Oh,
Anna,
yeah.
Garten's up there. But, you know, he's been around for a while.
I noticed, too, I was looking at the roster, you got a Jersey boy on with this round, too.
We do, yes. He is Brett, and he is a body double for Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, and then it kind of cracked me up when he told me that he was scared of me. This big, giant muscle guy, and I was like, he's like, you scare me. And I'm like, I should scare you.
Well, again, for the person who's been unfortunate never to watch, I mean, how do you deal with some of these people? Do you have to do a tough taskmaster act, or do you try to tolerate them and teach them? You know, what's your situation? How do you take on some of these people?
So it's what I like to call tough love.
Okay.
Like, I absolutely make sure that I teach them every single thing that they need to know. I will never give someone a job that they have not learned how to do or I have not taught them. But then I say, okay, once we've taught this to you, it's fair game. These are building blocks. So if this is something that we covered last week, next week you may be called to use it again. So absolutely, it goes like that. And it involves a tremendous amount of patience, but and also with a big sense of humor. But I also am very specific about, I set the bar for people. This is what you need to achieve. And it's not like I'm trying to trip them up or anything. I'm very honest with them about what they need to do. And then it's up to them to pick up the tools and use the tools that I've given to them.
Last question, about 30 seconds.
So it's kind of making people be responsible for themselves.
And understanding what they're learning, too, so it sticks with them. Real fast, who was your inspiration as far as what launched you into the world of food that you wound up in?
Well, I have two. One was my mother, and one was Julia Child. I always watched Julia when I was a kid on TV, and I went up to my mom one time when I was 3, and I said, Mom, I have a friend named Julie. And she said, you do? Ooh. And I said, Judy Child, I watch her every day on TV. And then my mom always planted a big garden, and she would say, like, go out and pick lettuce for dinner or something like that. And I loved being a part of that. So Julia Child and my mom were huge inspirations for me.
Those are some strong roots, too. It's Worst Cooks in America on the Food Network, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, foodnetwork.com, amberell.com. And best of luck with the new season. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.